Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are getting an update from Heliostar Metals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol HSTR and on the OTCQX under the symbol HSTXF. Shad and I are chatting with the President and CEO, Charles Funk. Now Charles, following up on a news release that came out on July 13th, drill results from the Apollo target on the Unga project in Alaska. Total of 19 holes released here. The company has already drilled 52 holes for a total of just under 6,000 meters. Now, what we saw in some of these results are some high grade. We had grades the whole way up to almost 10 grams per ton gold. And we had these results over relatively narrow widths, about a meter and a half, but there was hole 8 that was almost 23 meters of 2 grams per ton gold equivalent. Charles, just recap this set of drill results and what it's telling you about the potential here at this Apollo target on the Unga project.
Yeah, thank you, Corey. In fact, I can tell you very clearly because we spent last week at site and we've just got back. Apollo, to bring everyone up to speed, was the old mine with the extensions to the east and at depth. And so we came out of the great gate strong with some spectacular results. And we've got some very good results to follow that up. We've got a mixture of the gold-rich results you talked about, but also some base metal-rich results. And we're starting with the idea was to find the vein, first of all. And now these step-out holes were to work out where the shoots are. And so we're starting to see sort of two zones where shoots are developing. Sometimes they're gold-rich, sometimes they're base metal-rich, but they're open, and our next job is to step underneath and expand on those.
Now, Charles, just following up on the initial drill results too, the headline hole being 3 meters of 88 grams per ton gold, how does that result tie into the results that you are seeing here?
Yeah, so they're part of the same vein or a couple of parallel veins that we track through. We got a little unlucky that all our great results were, extremely high grade results were in the one press release. It would be nice if exploration was a bit more even, but that's what exploration is. And so we can now track, as I said, two ore shoots, one at the sort of Sitka target and one at the Shaft 2 target. And we've defined them, each one over sort of a couple of hundred meters and down to the depth of the RC drilling. There's a figure in our press release last week that shows us how small of an area that we've tested relative to that historic long section. And so we've just got to keep stepping out and expanding it because we've clearly got some good grades and some decent widths.
Charles, remind everybody just how long the strike length is around this, because you have the several different targets there, the Apollo Mine Shaft 1, the Apollo Mine Shaft 2, the Sitka Mine, they're all kind of along that same trend. How long is that strike length and where do you still need to drill to kind of test along that whole corridor there?
So there's a couple of levels of that. The whole corridor goes for 6 kilometers. It's an amazingly long trend. The subzone that you just talked about is about 2 kilometers. That's the focus of old mining. And so we've only tested about 750 meters of that. The rig's currently up in the Shaft 1 area, testing some additional holes in that area. But we've got a big footprint. And the reason we focused where we did now was to just get a better understanding of, where the veins were. If you remember, that wasn't clear. And now that we know where the vein is, to understand what the controls on that mineralization is, because the maps we're working off are well over 100 years old. So we're just getting a good handle on the shapes of the mineralization, and now we can step out and expand upon that and look to grow. But it's been a really good start for us.
Now, Charles, as I mentioned, almost 6,000 meters already drilled here and the total of 7,000 meters for this program. Where are the drills going to go from here? What's going to be the last couple thousand meters of drilling here in terms of targets and what you're hoping to prove with that last drill?
Yeah, we actually, when we were at site, we had some analysts and investors come through. And one of the big messages, we hadn't done a good enough job of showing people how big this project is. You know, it's 250 square kilometers in our project. It's the kind of project a major owns. And so we've talked about drilling at Aquila, the discovery we made last year, and underneath the resource to grow. But we're also going to step out and test a couple of other targets as well, like the Zachary Bay Porphyry and another target called Orange Mountain. We're going to get a few meters into those. just to see if we can work those up, if we've got a pipeline of targets that we move from earlier stage to resource drilling. And so trying to move a couple of those with some of those later drill holes at the close of the program.
Well, Charles, with so much drilling going on and some different areas and different targets, what should investors have their eye on over the next, let's say, few months as you continue with these drill programs? What kind of expected news can people be watching for, and how will we know if you're testing your thesis and hitting?
Yeah, I think the clear one is drilling high-grade intercepts. So keep watching for more gold hits. We're fortunate that we're regularly hitting good intercepts. And then the other one is moving some of those other targets through the pipeline as well. So, you know, we've talked about that our goal is defining 1 million ounces. And so we think the high probability targets are the best chance at that. And in the background, we're working up these earlier stage targets to then get to drill ready. So look for more high grade results, and maybe look for some surprises if we're lucky in some of these new areas.
How much money does the company still have to move forward with all this drilling? And also reminding everybody that you do hold projects down in Mexico that had some interesting results over that winter program. What's the cash in the bank, and what's the budget going to be for the rest of this year?
Yeah, so we chose to put, so we raised money in April for this program. We chose to put the bulk of that into the property. In fact, an amazing statistic in that we will drill more meters on Unga Island this year outside of the resource area than has ever been drilled in the entire 135-year history of the project. It's incredible how little exploration this district's seen. So we're putting the bulk of our funding into that. We'll be left with sort of a residual $1 million, and then we'll get those results and we'll look to go from there.
Okay. Well, Charles, not much more to cover here. I will post a link to that news release that outlines those recent results. And if anybody has any follow-up questions regarding any of the future drilling or future news flow coming, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. We will get those addressed for you, and we will follow up as more news hits the market. In full disclosure, Shad is a shareholder of Heliostar. Charles, thank you for your time. Keep us up to date on future news.
No worries. Thanks, Shad. Thanks, Corey.